Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
Karen Reed, lots of hearings going on to determine what exactly will be allowed in, what will be allowed out, what will be kicked out of the upcoming trial of Karen Reed, set for April of this year. We'll see if we actually get to that date because there's a lot of things that need to be settled. Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining me to discuss that new hearing just a few days ago, talking about disputes of dog bites and cell bright data. Let's start with the dog bites and the original expert that had come on, Dr. Marie Russell. She was in the first case. Her opinion changed a little bit when they came back to her this round. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, Brennan, who's the new prosecutor who they brought on, who interestingly is a defense attorney by trade, they brought him on to try the case in lieu of Adam Lally, who is sitting next to him, which has to be a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brennan came pretty hard at Dr. Marie Russell, who was their dog bite expert. I mean, when you kind of look at her CV, her resume, she's a pretty learned gal, you know, in terms of she's done it all, including forensic pathology. She's worked in ERs for decades. You know, I mean, she's done a lot of things. She's treated thousands of dog bites, you know, and Alice and I, my wife and partner, were discussing, you know, it's like, I don't know that there is like a real thing as a dog bite expert. You know what I'm saying? If it's not a doctor who's probably seen more dog bites than anybody on the planet, then I don't know who it would be. You know, because you slip into that weird thing where, you know, you're getting into like bite mark analysis, which courts have pretty much rejected. So here you're trying to identify like wound identification based on patterns. And, you know, this was supposed to be a Daubert hearing. And I know that Brennan went at her pretty hard, but it wasn't really a Daubert hearing. So a Daubert hearing is where you're challenging science. Like if one of the sides is trying to come in with some kind of science or a scientific theory that's somewhat novel or that hasn't been addressed at large by the courts in terms of like this is acceptable for juries to hear because we find that it will be helpful to the jury in reaching a conclusion as to innocence or guilt. So, but when you typically have a Daubert hearing, you have experts from the state that is challenging the science that the other side is trying to put in, meaning that Brennan should have had somebody rebutting what she was saying. Like Brennan, a lawyer, standing up there just saying, well, I don't think. Couldn't it be this? Couldn't it be that? Couldn't it be that? Like, that's not a Daubert hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, and I always like moving into that, and I had watched the first half of that hearing, which had taken place a couple few weeks ago, I think maybe before the holidays. Mm-hmm. You know, my thought was then, and it didn't change any after the second, you know, the second part of that hearing, that this is really an issue not of admissibility, meaning whether or not it should come in, whether or not she should be able to testify, mm-hmm. but it goes to weight, meaning yeah. how much should the jury weigh this one way or the other? How much weight should they give that particular evidence that she's giving? And that's up to the jurors. Mm-hmm. They could say, well, you know, the Brennan had a pretty like effective cross-examination. Therefore, I'm not really giving her testimony much weight. Mm-hmm. So like that admissibility versus weight thing is something that lawyers like to lean into when they're hoping that whatever they're trying to get in does get in, and they'll just, you know, they'll make that argument to the judge. Well, judge, this isn't an admissibility issue. It goes to weight, you know, depending on how much weight that the jurors will independently give that particular piece of evidence. So yeah, I think that, you know, we've got a situation in this case where I thought Elisi gave a very compelling kind of like closing argument. And Elisi was the new Karen Reed attorney who, mm-hmm. if you look him up, the guy's got some street cred.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's from a big New York firm. He's argued quite a bit in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, New York Court of Appeals, New mm-hmm. York Supreme Court. So, I mean, he's got some pedigree, and you could tell that he was up to the task. And I think what I heard is that he decided to come on pro bono. So he like anytime you have a lawyer that does that, they're feeling pretty passionate about a case, you know, and they're also in a financial position to be able to do so.
Sure.
So, I mean, how it's going to shake out will be interesting, but yeah, I mean, like he was getting caught up in the semantics of that key phrase. There's that term of art
yeah.
that you always want to hear an expert say, which is, you know, in my opinion, within a reasonable degree of medical certainty or whatever the field is, that this is my opinion. So, you know, he was lawyering and talking about the use of the word possibly. Whether or not that's going to be effective in him keeping her off the stand, it shouldn't be, mm-hmm. Because she did slightly change her opinion. But remember, this is a second trial.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not frozen in time from the first trial to the second trial. You know, the thing about a second trial is you can change prosecutors.
True.
You can do more research. She can look at more things that she hadn't looked at the first time she testified. So those things.
That right there, though, look at more things than she looked at first, because it was even brought up to her in there. It was like, well, they're actually, the dog's alive. Chloe, you can still go see Chloe. You can pet Chloe. You can take mouth moldings of Chloe, which actually has already been done. And it was presented to her, hey, you could go visit Chloe. We could give you the molding. Would that be more helpful to your investigation and to your opinion? And her answer, and I'm paraphrasing, was not necessarily. When you're an expert in something and you're trying to narrow down and answer a question for somebody, I don't know. I would think any piece of evidence or data pertaining directly to the thing in question would be helpful. I don't think the correct answer to that is not necessarily, Bob. You know?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think, but again, that goes to weight.
Yeah.
Like that's something that Brennan brings up in front of a jury and says, you know, because that's what a juror is going to think.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you had the opportunity to be able to actually measure the distance between Chloe's incisors, but you chose not to do it. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't necessarily think that goes to admissibility. I think it goes to, all right, well, we're not going to give this witness's testimony much credence because she She didn't look at things that she could have, that she had access to, that she decided not to. Well, so
then why?
I mean, because that's like something we always do with any expert. Like if they had the ability to be able to look at other things that they could have used to form an opinion and they chose not to do it, and there's no kind of rational explanation as to why, I think it hurts the credibility of that witness.
It does. And why use her as a witness if she's already, I mean, wouldn't you dump her at this point? She's already been kind of wishy-washy on this. Yes, she has 30 years of ER experience, but it's not experience as a vet or other things that are more specialized in animals specifically. And she's rejected looking at evidence. I think at this point, like, if you want to argue it, I get the idea of arguing it, but she's probably not the sharpest knife to cut through it.
Yeah,
that
goes back to the first thing I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if there exists in the world like a dog bite expert. And this is unusual.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation when I was covering this over on our channel when we were live streaming the hearing. And like, this is unusual because typically when somebody comes into the ER with a dog bite wound and they're alive, they're certain that they were bitten by a dog. So you're not trying to figure out whether or not a dog made these marks or caused these injuries.
Yeah.
Now, if you think about a situation where you have somebody that's deceased, I mean, you're having to talk about a situation where if you're trying to determine what caused these wounds, and then you're looking at the police reports and you're like, okay, well, the person was found in their home. They had died of other causes. But they had a large dog.
Yeah.
And after the person was deceased, the dog started gnawing on them.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess what I'm trying to say is it's pretty rare where you have a situation where you're trying to figure out where the wounds came from in the context of it being a dog or not being a dog.
Well, yeah.
Because typically if a dog attacks, somebody sees it.
Yeah.
Or the person's alive and says, yeah, a dog bit me or attacked me. You know what I mean? It's like, this is kind of a weird circumstance where
it is.
We're trying to figure out what the hell caused those wounds.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily mean it was Chloe the dog. And it also doesn't necessarily mean that Chloe was in some sort of attack position when going after him either. There's other possibilities here. Like, oh, I don't know, letting your dog out to pee at night. And I don't know that they did. That's never come up in conversation, but I let my dogs out. We have a fenced backyard. Some people don't. Some people, their dogs stay in their front yard. They go do their business, smell around, and come back. If there's a dead body up there in front that you can't really see and the dog's out there doing its thing and it comes back, maybe it did bite a little bit on him if he was down already laying on the ground and didn't report it back to the owners. Hey, by the way, John O'Keefe's down by the mailbox. I bit his arm a little bit. You're not going to get
dude,
that.
Dude, I'm or with coyotes. You 100%. You know I'm all about the coyote shit.
I'm still going with coyotes. There's a freaking forest behind the house.
Thank you, Tony. And that's why you're my fucking dear friend.
Yeah.
Because I took so much shit about the coyote thing, and I, like, researched it. I looked, like, in that area of Massachusetts in that year.
Yeah.
Like, they literally brought in federal agencies to help with the coyote issue.
Yes.
Like if O'Keefe is out there for whatever reason, whether he was hit by Karen Reed or whether he took a beating in the house and he's laying out there, to me, those easily could have been, because typically a coyote is not going to feast on its prey in an open area. Like they're going to try to drag the person to a more secluded area. You know, because they're worried about other animals coming and messing with them while they're eating. Or in the event that John O'Keefe was deceased already, I mean, some of the research that I was doing, they don't dig on stuff that's super dead.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it was a distinct possibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't have to be like, it's one of those mysteries. But to go back to your original question, I felt the same way about whether or not they just ditch her.
I think they should.
And when you know, and like if you're trying to read through the tea leaves a little bit, maybe the problem is that they simply couldn't find another expert that was willing to say that that was those injuries were as a result of a dog or canine. You know, I mean, like I've had cases where I've had an injury. I'm trying to find an expert witness. I've sent the photographs of the injuries, and it was a similar thing where the state was alleging one thing happened. My client was saying that absolutely did not happen. Mm-hmm. And it was a burn case. Yeah. And, you know, I kept sending these things out to doctors, you know, and I'm like, and I would give no analysis. Like I wasn't trying to have them form an opinion based on anything that I was saying. I was simply sending the pictures saying, this is a case that I'm handling. I didn't even tell them if it was criminal or civil. And I'm like, does this appear to be a burn to you? Or what do you think the source of this injury was? And like every doctor is like, are you blind? It's a burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So I couldn't find, like, it took me forever to find a doctor who finally at least left open the possibility that it was not a burn, mm-hmm. but that's not a great witness.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like I've got to put that person on the stand knowing that they're going to get crossed and, you know, they're not going to be able to say with any kind of reasonable degree of medical certainty that it's not a burn. So I can't say, I'm speculating obviously, but I mean, I think it's a distinct possibility that they simply, Dr. Marie Russell's it for
is the
them.
Best. And yeah,
that
the
was,
best.
You know, I mean, for a case that's had this much publicity, you would think if there existed in the world, somebody who was equally or more qualified in terms of dog bite wounds, maybe say, for instance, the, I forget what that article they kept citing in the hearing. It had a name. I tried to look it up, but I couldn't spell the name right. Like that guy.
I know you're talking about.
Or that gal. You know, whoever wrote the article. Why isn't that person, unless they're deceased, of course, and it's, but it seemed to be a relatively recent article. Like, why aren't you calling that person up and saying, hey, you wrote the book?
Or have they already just didn't get the answer they wanted?
That's always the thing, man.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.